The brand new chief whip of the Democratic Alliance in Parliament, Natasha Mazzone, standing by for us after that announcement today that at a caucus she was chosen to be the chief whip of the party in Parliament. I'm going to bring her straight into the conversation as she has some serious time constraints this evening. And Natasha Mazzone, I believe that congratulations are in order. First of all, you are the first female chief whip of the DA. How are you feeling about the new appointment?
Thank you. Firstly, thank you very much indeed. Very excited. Looking forward to a new challenge and certainly, up for the task. And as I said earlier, I realised very much that I stand on the shoulders of giants and I dare not fail. And I certainly have no intention to fail. And, you know, I think I have the skills required and I'm looking forward to this new challenge.
What are your priorities?
Well, I think one would be naive if we didn't realize that the DA has gone through a massive period of introspection and it's been turbulent. So my first priority is stabilizing the ship in Parliament. I want to see continued and sustained excellence on the DA benches. I want to see superb work being done inside the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee. And I want to see an increase in accountability, the way we hold the executive to account. So I want to see a lot more questions, a lot more motions, a lot more statements. And that comes from my background of being the legislation whip and also the whip in charge of rules in the House. And I want to use that expertise to really hold the executive to account.
Tell me this, because the DA is no stranger to having a woman in charge, right? I mean, you've had strong women like Helen Ziller, like Patricia de Lille and the like in the party before. But there's some sense that there's a very strong patriarchal aspect to the DA as well. Are the men who are your subordinates going to be comfortable taking instructions from such a strong woman?
I must tell you, in my party, I have never had a man hold me back. I have never felt a patriarchal environment in my party, and I certainly look around me and I see men supporting me tremendously. I don't think that any man in the DA is going to have a problem taking instruction from a strong woman. I think that we have a different way of thinking in our party, which is one of the reasons I enjoy being in the DA. And I don't want to be authoritarian. That's certainly not going to be my approach. I am rather stubborn and I'm assertive. Of that there can be no doubt. But I'm also very inclusive in my approach to how I do work. And I would like to see DA members coming on a journey with me as chief whip. And I certainly never want to be seen as someone that just executes orders. That's certainly not what I want. I want the DA to go on this journey together.
What do you think your best contribution could be to stabilizing the party at this point?
Well, I think the best contribution I can do is to make sure that Parliament runs without a hitch. And, you know, the role of chief whip entails a lot more than we just see on TV when Parliament is in sitting. There's a lot that gets done behind the scenes, from making sure members are in their portfolio committees, making sure that questions are submitted, making sure motions are going in, making sure that we are prioritising legislation when we go into the various forums in which we sit. So I think the best way I can stabilise it is to make sure I'm on top of my game, so that we have a caucus that knows that they're in good hands and that there is someone sort of running the parliamentary operations that has everything completely under control. And I think that will go a long way to making, sort of calming anyone's fears.
You've spoken about inclusivity already, but some may say a white candidate for this position in the current climate sends the wrong message about the Democratic Alliance.
I think, we mustn't be naive about race in our country either. And obviously race plays a huge role. But I also think we need to be realistic to the fact that we are a multiracial, diverse society. I think we need to embrace the fact that our strength lies in our diversity. I think it's a wonderful opportunity that a 40-year-old woman can stand up in Parliament now as a chief whip. I sit opposite a woman in the ANC who is also a chief whip. So I think we need to, as South Africans, really embrace the fact that diversity goes even further than just the color of your skin. It goes to your gender, to your age. There is so much that diversity encompasses. And I think that many South Africans are embracing this. And I also think that a lot of South Africans have seen what I can do when I fought state capture. And I don't think that the color of my skin is certainly going to put off South Africans. I think South Africans are mature enough in our democracy to see past that.
I completely agree with with your comment on diversity and the fact that transformation ought to occur on many levels, not just the race-based issue, but also from a gendered point of view. But the optics matter. And in South Africa, the reality is that race always comes before gender. So I'm wondering about the optics of this for your party. You've got a white federal chair right now. You've got a white parliamentary leader, now a white chief whip in the form of you. Don't you think that actually does send a message out to South Africans who've watched the ructions within the DA in the last couple of weeks, the resignation of Musi Maimane and the like, and who are saying to themselves, when they go to the polls with their identity politics, this is no longer the party for me. It's much too lily white.
Look, I think we need to move past the point of populist identity politics. I think we need to start moving into an era where we embrace who we are as people, and that we understand that it is our character and what we stand for, not only the color of our skin, that defines who we are. I have received so many phone calls and well wishes today from complete strangers from across the color spectrum of South Africa that has touched me so tremendously. It's just been an outpouring of love, quite frankly, and I've been incredibly moved by that. I have also seen the bots on Twitter, and I've seen the haters on Twitter, and, you know, that's always going to happen. I'm not going to let that stop me. I fight for a non-racial South Africa where all South Africans matter, and that is certainly the fight that I bring to Parliament. I want to assure all South Africans that it doesn't matter that I'm a white woman. I can represent you if you're a black man. I can represent you if you're a black woman. I can represent you if you're a white man, a white woman. The colour of my skin does not define the way I am able to represent you in Parliament.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Good luck in your new position. It's Natasha Matsone. She is the Democratic Alliance's new chief whip in Parliament.